Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, May 22nd, and you're listening to the big call. Listening from all over the globe, I predict, as a result of the SAT team that's got the signal going, well, all over, as a result of the Starlink satellite system. Thank you for listening, tuning in, and great to have Sue and Bob with us tonight again. And let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we're looking forward to seeing what Sue has found for us in the way of a wonderful, edifying teaching that we'll get to discover and discuss. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done for us. And thank you for, it's hard to thank you for the tough times, but we thank you for everything, because it's through the tough times that we know that you are with us. You say that your rod and your staff comfort us. Thank you that we have your presence in the person of the Holy Spirit with us, in us, and through us. Thank you for all that you've done for us and what you'll continue to do with us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Whew.
All right, Sue. Fun time for Bob, you, and I. Fun time for Big Call Universe to listen to what this teaching is about.
I'm looking forward to this because it's very much related to the class I was just delivering.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I want to dedicate this to everyone on this call who had the eyes, the ears, the heart, and all the advanced senses to recognize what this opportunity was. Do you not perceive it? Understand, God is constantly trying to plant new seeds in your heart. He's constantly trying to get you to conceive, to give up antiquated ideas, and spawn new bursts of creativity within. The key is to believe. So let the seed take root so it can grow. We'd probably and thankfully be not able to plant a seed unless there was a seed that was trying to take root. That's God trying to get you to conceive. He's trying to fill you with so much hope and expectancy that the seed will grow and bring forth a tremendous harvest. It's your time. You may have been sick for a long time, but this is your time to get well. You may be bound by all kinds of addictions, all kinds of bad habits, but this is the time to be set free. You may be struggling financially in all kinds of debt, but this is the time for promotion. This is your time for increase. Friend, if you will get in agreement with God, this can be the greatest time of your life. This can be the time that God pours out his immeasurable, far and beyond favor. God says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it?" Notice. God is always ready to do new things in our lives. He's trying to promote us, to increase us, to give us more. Yet, it's interesting that God asks the question, "Do you not perceive it?" In other words, are you making room for it in your own thinking? Are you believing for increase? Are you believing to excel at your job? Are you believing to be a more effective leader or a better parent? It's time to enlarge your vision. Maybe God wants to improve your marriage, restore your family, or promote you at work. But that seed of opportunity can't take root because of your doubts. How could my business ever take off and begin to flourish? I've got many obstacles, way too many. It's just impossible. God is saying to you something similar to what he told the Virgin Mary and others throughout Scripture. It's not going to be by your might. It's not going to be by your power. God says it's going to be by his Spirit. The power of the Most High God shall come upon you and cause it to happen. With God on your side, you can't possibly lose. He can make a way when it looks as though there is no way. He can open doors that no man can shut. He can cause you to be at the right place at the right time. He can supernaturally turn your life around. Jesus said, if you believe, then all things are possible. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, that was a beautiful teaching. Thank you for that. And it was just full of good things that we can all agree upon, hopefully, and act upon, more importantly. Because do you perceive this new thing that God is doing in the world, that he's about to bring to us? Do you perceive it? You have to perceive it in order to receive it. And I think that's where we are now. We have the perception for it. Our eyes are wide open for it. Our arms are open to receive it. We can hear God's voice in bringing what it is we want to know. And now it's up to us to receive and then act upon the receipt of this blessing. That was so good. I love everything that was included in that. And it takes us from where we are, and it takes us over and through any obstacles that have been put in our way. You mentioned the idea that some of us might be infirmed, might be in illnesses, might be in debt, might be any number of these things. And I thank God that he can free us from them all. And we're about to be free of them all. But anything that we can do to move through that now and get in a position to receive this blessing is going to put us in good stead. There's so much to that. I can't remember every part of it, Sue, but I know that everything that you said was good and true and based upon God's word. And I know that the Holy Spirit is there to communicate a lot of things to us. We have to be open to the truth. We have to be aware and open to receive. If you're closed off or you're negative and you think, oh, that thing will never happen, or I don't know about that, I doubt that. Well, whatever your words are that are coming out of your mouth, that's what you believe. And I'm going to ask you guys not to believe the negativity. Don't believe the fact that it hasn't happened yet, but look forward to the minute that it does happen. Open yourself up and expand your horizons. Like I said on Tuesday night's call, set your tent pegs out, as in the prayer of Jabez. Expand your universe, because it is expandable, and we will go and do great and mighty things, saith the Lord. We will do big things that God is in. He's in these things that we're about to do. He's in the projects that we have. God is in everything that we put our hand to, and he'll bless whatever we put our hand to, especially if it's in line with his word. That's what it is. We're going to move forward and take this thing with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, work with our veterans through the Veterans Retreat Network, work with pastors, evangelists, and ministers in the Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four projects, and I'm looking for Big Call Universe to participate in those with me. And I think you guys will. I hope you will. But it's going to be fun. It'll be the most fun we've ever had. Our future is better than our past. It's even greater than everything that we've done so far to get to this point. And I'm excited about our future. I'm excited about our present. And I'm also excited about the good things that we can bring forward from our past. I'm also excited about letting go of certain things that don't serve us anymore. Letting go of things from our past that keep us back or hold us down. You know, we don't need those things. We don't need them. Anything you want to think about, anything that is positive and good is a positive view for your future. It gives you the opportunity to create with new ideas, create things that you haven't experienced yet. That's what we're about to do, is create a new existence for ourselves, create a new future, and probably do a lot of things and say a lot of things that we don't even know yet, things that we are open to, God filling these things, bringing things to us, and then we respond in kind and we begin to create new portions of our life. That was such a good teaching, Sue. I really liked it. Thank you. And Bob, tell us where you are on this. I know you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Tell us what you think of this teaching, Bob.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. It's a great way to start the evening with a challenge, which is interesting because a lot of people, especially, were getting ready to go into a long weekend. People are winding down and chilling out, and all the while, there is this immense amount of opportunity and creativity that's swirling around us. And I started thinking about, wouldn't it be interesting to do a little experiment and document it, where if somebody has a need or something they think they want, and they would put into ChatGPT the problem they're having or the desire they have, and say, ChatGPT, tell me the answer to this. And you'll have the answer up on the screen. And then what about if you were to clear your mind and sit and put your hands on your heart and say a prayer and ask the same question to God? And knowing full well that just outside your circle of knowledge, your circle of consciousness, there's a whole vast universe of dimensions and knowledge that makes the knowledge in the database of ChatGPT seem like 1 + 1 = 2. And sit quietly and listen for God's answer to that question. And be specific. They always say with ChatGPT, more specific you get, the better answer you get. Well, be really specific and ask and listen. And sometimes the answer that you might get is not necessarily a solution or a suggestion as to how to fix something or get something, which is what ChatGPT does. But sometimes the answer you might get is, well, why? Why are you asking for this? Is this something that you really want? Is it something that you think you really need? Or perhaps if you were to to ask the question a little bit differently, there might be a whole different answer, such as, is this thing I desire or this place that I want to move to, is this the best thing for me? Is this what I really should be doing? Or is there another plan that is more in alignment with your will for me? And you're not going to get an answer from ChatGPT to questions like that, right? And it's an interesting comparison because so many people now are using these AI tools to get answers to everything. And the more you do that, the farther away you get from the answer that's right there all around you. It's in you and you're in it. And all you have to do is get quiet and ask and get the real answer as opposed to the AI answer, right? And I think it would be really cool if people would do that, put a question or a need into ChatGPT and then pray and write down that answer and see the massive difference that would come about. This ChatGPT is not going to be giving you new seeds or new creativity. It's not a creative AI. It's a digital AI. The creativity comes about when you are in alignment with God's will, with God's vast intelligence, and you're in alignment with what is actually really God's plan for you.
That's really good, Bob. Nice treatise of ChatGPT and God and God's will and praying for it and waiting and listening quietly for the answer. Because that's part of prayer, is not only talking with God, but listening to God for the answer. That's really good. I love that. That's really, really unexpectedly cool. Thank you, Bob. Really good. Sue, Bob was talking about ChatGPT as opposed to prayer and listening to God. What did you think of this teaching, and did it open up any horizons for you?
Well, the two of you are the ones that were opening up the horizons. We started as the foundation of the teaching, but I really, really enjoyed what both of you said. Remember, the title was called, Do You Perceive It?
Mm-hmm.
And then, Bruce, you went into opening to the truth, expanding your horizons. And then Bob was very much about bringing that perception in from inside your holy self, you know, perceiving what God can give you direct. And so several things really came up for me. This morning I was watching about the person that's on trial for all the crazy trafficking. I'm not going to say his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very aware that we're about to go through just an amazing shift, because that whole world was based on external approval, money, materialism, and what people would do to get attention, fame, etc. It's really going to come into the mass consciousness as we get going. And so I really like this because I think people will more than, I think people have been conditioned to associate status or wealth or, you know, the things that they can touch not the direct perception that Bob was talking about. That's number one. And so I think people are going to be called to reimagine what they gave value to. That's number one. And then number two, this is big. This is kind of a big moment. Look at what we're going through in terms of the people that are on this call are grounded in the Word. And at the same time, they've got to be walking their families, their friends, their projects through things most people haven't explored. Quantum thinking, nonlinear systems thinking. We're moving into, and that's where you're, you know, expanding your tent pegs, Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
The world is moving from a very siloed, just know this space. And you want to be essential. But you've also got to understand that the world is a system. We live in a systems-based, interconnected-based world where nature and people and, as Bob said, dimensions of thinking are about to come onto the scene. And it means people are going to be walking in a world that, do you perceive it? Do you perceive the interconnectedness of our world? Do you expand yourself to explore and get curious? I've been curious about quantum physics since 1987. Do you get curious about things like entropy or how systems collapse and how they change and how they move? Whatever it is that you're curious about, I'm calling everybody on this call to stay curious. Do you perceive your curiosity? Are you safe enough to stay in God's Word, but understand what that means to the future systems? Do you understand your body? That's a system. Do you understand your relationships? Are you intimate in your relationships? That's a system. Is your system, as James Clear said, you don't fall to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. So do you perceive that you may be grounded in old systems, just like the author was saying, that are going to be going through a revise? And are you going to play in wonder? Play in wonder. As you go, oh, that's kind of, I love this, Earth era. I love that. That's kind of old Earth era thinking. We're going cosmic. We're going cosmic, people. I'm your cosmic gal. We're going cosmic. We're going multidimensional. We're going quantum. We're going expansion and still being rooted in the world. So those are my thoughts for tonight.
It's really good, Sue. Thanks for that explanation and your expression of that teaching. I loved it. I think we all did a good job about, you know, taking that concept and personalizing it and taking it and expanding it to who we are becoming, who we are now, who we're becoming, who we will be. And, yeah, that was a good shout-out to all of Big Call Universe to sort of get with the program and listen to what are our futures? What is the option? What do we have to choose from if we can perceive it? We can receive it. And that's what it amounts to, really. I love that. All right, you guys. I don't want to dwell on this too long. That was great, Sue. Thank you, Bob, as well, really. Whew, okay. All right, I got to gear down a little bit now, or gear up. Sue, this is when we talk about prayer requests and praise reports. Hopefully some have come in.
Yeah.
And we can pray for some people tonight.
We have, where's Scott's? I send these to myself in advance. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because
Bruce, while Sue is finding that, we received a prayer request at our office from a Big Call listener.
Okay.
So, yeah, just when you're ready, I'll read it.
Okay.
Sue, shall we do
let's
it now?
Start with let you go? Well, you can, if you want, I'm ready, but do whatever you want. Go ahead. Do you want me to go with Scott, and then we do the last prayer, and you close it?
Either way, it's fine. I think it's better that Bob goes first, and that way we won't interrupt your flow.
Okay, that's good.
Go
that's
ahead,
fine.
Bob. What do you have? What do you have, Bob?
So it's a man named Wayne who fell, and he broke his femur, and he's requesting a prayer for his recovery.
Okay. Well, I can speak to that and pray for that because I took a fall a couple of weeks ago and broke my collarbone, believe it or not. And it's mending. It's healing. So, Wayne, we're going to do this. We're going to stand with you in faith for your complete and total recovery of that broken femur. And we can only assume that you've had it reset or are about to have it reset and cast, and it probably put you out of commission for a little while. They usually say 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. The spot on the circulation mat has helped my collarbone to heal up instead of 6 to 8 weeks, mm-hmm. more like 6 to 8 days. And so that was really an important thing that I had to use to help bring me back into play. And so, Wayne, we're speaking healing to you. We thank you for bringing this to us, and we thank you in Jesus' name for your complete and utter healing as soon as humanly possible, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Bob, for that. Okay, Sue?
This is from Pastor Scott. My prayer tonight is for all Big Call Universe who are suffering hardship of any kind, financial, relational, spiritual. God is our answer. Don't ever forget that. God works through us in mysterious ways. He's always here in, with, and through us, doing his supernatural will. We often freak out when God moves in a miraculous way, but to him, it's everyday business as usual. Don't let God move. Don't be surprised. Expect it. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. From one who really knows to expect it. That's good. Hold on.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. Thank you, Pastor Scott. That was really good. Yep. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, I'd send. Okay. And now we go to Jeannie. Nice and simple.
Ooh. Right to Jeannie.
Request from a close friend of my friend, Lisa. She's very close friends with his family. Prayers needed. Urgent prayer request. The Scott's family 22-month-old son accidentally, wait a minute. The Scott's family's 22-month-old son accidentally shot himself in the chest with a brad nailer.
What?
It went off in his, I know, that's why I had to read it. It went off in his heart. He's now in critical condition and not doing well,
Lord,
and neither
God.
Is his mom. Please pray for this baby. God bless this precious family. Wow, that is bizarre. So let's pray. Thank you, Jeannie, for letting us know. And I'm going to pray for this. I'm going to pray for everyone. Let's everyone put their hand on their heart if you're guided. Mm. And I want you to have you heard that coming in. And let's be proactive with what that means. It means that that child had access to that. And
Brad,
so make it intentional. Make sure that your tools are, you know, put away. That's the preventative part. You know, that you hear that, do you perceive it? Do you hear the message? This does not need to happen again. And so let's pray for the Scott family and imagining that their son, do we have the name? No. That their son and the Scott family is surrounded with, trying to feel into what they're feeling,
mm-hmm.
with the feeling of comprehension. Did you catch that, co-pilot? Comprehension. That this brought the understanding of a miracle that's about to take place.
Mm.
A miracle that got distributed out to 18 to so many millions of people. That's one miracle. A miracle that will have them having their son completely recovered and cared for very shortly, hopefully through the MedBed Jeannie or somebody that you can talk to. And that Christ right now is understanding and holding each of these people's hearts, including the son's heart, and mending it and repairing it so that this child will grow up to express and share the miracle of Christ's healing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen, and amen. Wow.
Tomato, tomato. Jeremiah.
What do you mean, tomato, tomato, about that?
Just, that's all I need to say. Jeremiah 63.
Excuse me, Jeremiah what?
Bob, do you remember how you should lose it sometimes? I would laugh so hard. That's so embarrassing.
Yes, I do
just
remember that too.
Too much joy. Jeremiah 33.3 says, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Oh, that's so good. This verse encourages people to pray to God, promising that he will respond and reveal hidden truths that are beyond human understanding. Heavenly Father, today we pray for the big call and all the leaders and listeners, all the prayer requests, RV blessings, med beds, world peace. May God answer all your prayers and bless you with peace, health, love, and happiness. Everyone have a safe and beautiful weekend. Jeannie.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie. Very good, concise, short and sweet, and very meaningful. Right to the point. Thank you very much. Sue, any other requests that have come through?
That is it. Isn't that wonderful?
Okay, then. Yep, that's beautiful. And as we move into your segment, Sue, you just wrapped up the second of three classes in this last course, Indy.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us how that went, how it's going, and anything else you'd like to bring to us tonight.
Well, I'm really, what is the word? I'm very thrilled with the result of our Indy class. And the reason why, Indy stands for Intimacy Nutrient Density Index. And we created it from and to sort of pair with the Aggregate Nutrient Density Index, which is really studying what the, as a tool, to evaluate and rank foods based on their nutritional content per calorie. And it was born out of a concept to help consumers make more informed dietary choices. And so my peers and I came up with Indy, and the class is based on building trust and connection in all of your relationships based on this. I'm not going to go into the whole index, but based on how to really measure what creates connection, what creates trust, what creates safety, and I'll give you a little taste. It's emotional availability. It's about, hold on, I got to go too. It's a lot about
intelligence.
It's emotional availability, mutual reciprocity, deep presence, joyful upliftment, felt safety and sovereignty, and nourishment without neediness. So because our world has been kind of based on I need to get things from outside of myself, attention, love, all that, we have people that are sourcing love outside of themselves. They can, you know, they don't think of themselves as whole, worthy, one with God inside themselves. And so this class was about walking people and was designed, because I kept seeing it in these courses, it was a pretty big class, walking people through the fact that 96% of them had anywhere from 3 to 10 people that hadn't walked through the RV with them, that weren't connected, couldn't believe in it, thought that they were crazy. They were really isolated. These are leaders, and they were maybe handling a lot of people that were, you know, behind the ball on what was happening in the world. And 96% of these people didn't feel supported, and they were realizing that when this goes, how are they going to integrate all this in 2 weeks? Remember, in 2 weeks, you could, if you have humanitarian projects, you could be in a med bed.
Yeah.
And leading up to that, you've just walked out of a redemption center and are a ultra high net worth person. And on top of that, there are going to be people, and Bruce is going to talk about this, that are receiving large sums of money, and those people could be in your family. So this was a map, it's a 7-step map of literally how to create safety, connection, slow it down. Don't go, oh boy, guess what, we're going on a trip. When you've been isolated and, you know, look at what I can do. Look at what we're going to do. It's got to be more gentle than that. And so listen to these results. I was really, really excited. In one night, based on the training, which was a whole system last night, and then we did more tonight, one woman who is a very, how should I say, long-term leader.
Spiritual person.
So spiritual person, but a really advanced leader. And her family had tried to create an intervention for her.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Because she believed in the RV. This is a person that's like really out there doing leadership nonstop. This is what she said. She said that coming to the class, her family's resistance, isolation with her, obviously it was very extreme, was off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing our meditation and our processes, she was at a zero. Bruce.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like she knew what she was going to do. She had an entire training on it. We literally did, if your people are at a distance, this is what you'll do. If you're with people that are in your family, you'll go out for a walk, you'll go slowly. We literally did a whole behavioral, science-based, mm-hmm. Christ-based approach. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, and I had to do this again because I can't read my writing when I'm taking notes from my own class. It's pretty funny. Everybody else, it's pretty funny, just to make me mm-hmm. real. Everybody else went from, in 24 hours, the rest of the class, so I really targeted her, the rest of the mm-hmm. class went from being at, on a scale of 0 to 100, their anxiety, their nervousness, their stress, thinking about their family, was at a 95, and they also went, because they had clarity, they knew, as this person said, they had the tools, they have a map of literally how to scientifically design slowing it down, creating a nice meal, taking them to a place that created a positive experience in the past, kind of like mm-hmm. Ellen Langerbob. I taught them how to think about a time when they had a wonderful, okay, this is a freebie for everybody on the call.
Mm.
A very famous, I don't know, Bob, can you look this up? Ellen Langer. Ellen Langer is a psychologist, but an expert on memory, emotion, and a psychologist. And she took a group of men who were in their 60s or 70s, and she brought them back to a place and brought them into a space where they were going to be living like they did when they were much, much younger for a week. They had the cars, yep. They had the music, they had the fun.
The music, everything.
They had all mm-hmm. everything. And they tested what was going on in their blood, in their nervous system. And after just 1 week of being in a space that brought them joy, aliveness, and happiness, they had incredible jumps in key markers of slowing aging, how having an experience or being reminded or being anchored in an environment that creates that kind of positive of upliftment can create and change everything in your neurobiology. So what are you going to do when you realize that we can literally change how we're experiencing what's going on in the inside so it can be seen and measured? What you're going to do, please write this down. Think about somebody that may be a challenge for you in terms of transitioning, or somebody that you want to reconnect with. And you want to be really sincere and in integrity, but just say, well, I'm going to do it with you, Bob, Bruce. Let's do our old role play. We haven't done that in a while.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, we haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. I'm going to say, remember how we used to talk about playing tennis all the time?
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't it be fun if we could, like, you want to go, or, well, that's, we were future pacing in that. But let's say we had played tennis and we hadn't talked. I'd say, how about just like hanging around the tennis court and maybe picking up a game? Or doing something that your person that you're talking to, it reminds them of something that gave them a really peak state of connection with you. So think about the last time you were with this person and you actually enjoyed being with them. And that it was like all about them. It was walking your dog, it was going to your favorite restaurant. If you make a point of going back to that place that is associated with a positive memory, that is going to radically shift your ability to connect, move out of stress states and move into the positive states that you can use to start rebuilding your connection. So all you have to do is just think, okay, right now, who do I need to kind of walk through this, you know, next phase? And just don't put too hard attention on it. Just think about it, and then think about, when was the last time we actually went and had a really pleasant experience? Where was it? And then call them up and recreate that experience and talk about it when you call them up and say, mm-hmm. Remember when we went to that park and you were laughing so hard and do you want to go there with me? And that's how you start to reconnect and reweave a positive neural experience. Your family, your nervous system, a lot of it can be wired for the future. But when you're talking about bringing people along with you in this journey, you need to kind of connect with them in something they've already have an anchored experience with you in. And that's your launch point for creating a really constructive future relationship. So I was really excited that somebody that was off the charts went to a zero, that the other people that said they had anywhere from all of them, 3 to 10 people that they were dealing with and transitioning. Remember, it's going to be 2 weeks and how to do the whole process. Unfortunately, this class I don't think will ever be available. So I'm giving it to you so you can kind of imagine what you would do with some of the information. Mm-hmm. And they went down. This is the point. No matter how bad you think it is, you can shift and use that protocol I just gave you. It's called the repatterning protocol, to create something positive in your family and do it in a place they already have a positive association with. And right. That is going to help shift any burden that you may be feeling when you're thinking about these people that they were, when I created the class, which was based on listening carefully to them, they were just like, oh my God, this is an answered prayer. So it's a big deal. I know it's a big deal out there for all of you guys. Mm-hmm. And I hope this one little tip helped you. And I guess what I'll do is I'll say, yes, we are still offering the MedBed 100 and the Quantum course. They're designed to make it easy and clear and empowering for you to step into a new world. It's going to help you reshape what you think is possible. That's really what the two courses are about. And I want to give a shout out in case they're listening to Linda and Clyde. Yes, your thing is on the way. Everybody else, please check your emails. Check your emails. And I'll let Bruce talk about the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100.
Yeah, I'll handle that.
And that's
Sue, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Before you end, I have a question. The woman, I'm assuming, the woman that was a zero, was that a zero on a 0 to 100?
Okay.
When I don't understand, you didn't take us to where she ended up.
Okay. She was off the charts. In terms of stress, you couldn't even quantify it. It was so bad. This is a person who's a leader, who obviously knows people, who's, you know, this and that. She's a pioneer, a leader, amazing. And she went down to a zero.
And she ended
up being off the chart. Like, she couldn't even contain how much it was plaguing her, how bad it was.
Yeah.
How intense it was, and she's at a zero after one night. That
Wonderful.
Same thing was true of, because I was focusing on her because I knew her situation was intense. And then there's the rest of the group that said that they were at like a 95%, and then
mm-hmm.
they also went down to zero. They didn't say off the charts.
Well,
they went
wonderful.
95. So a lot of people, and let's do a real pilot study here. There was one, I said, okay, so most of you did really well. What did this bring up? Because we're bringing up solutions. When you bring up solutions and your brain can process it, sometimes it can aggravate and almost bring up more stuff. So there was one person,
sure.
And we're going to bring up a role play. We're doing role play tomorrow. One person that said, yeah, it brought up more stuff. So then we go in and we're going to let everybody learn from whatever. We don't even know what it is. Whatever was coming up, all of these things are going to arise in our teams. Trust me, doing this for 32 years in groups and people
mm-hmm.
and change.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to come up. People are going to resist. They're going to this. They're going to that. So these are leaders that are getting trained in how to soften and overcome resistance. It's called resistance.
Wow.
And so when you're
well,
the
that
one
was
that's
great,
leading,
too.
Yeah, it was a really fantastic result. So we're very happy.
Well,
very
that's
happy.
Awesome, and I think you've done a wonderful job. This was your 206th class. You got one more to go tomorrow. 207. One more to go tomorrow night. The last class of this series, of this course.
Yes.
Indy.
Yes.
Okay.
Indy.
Wow.
Intimacy, nutrient density index.
Density
it's
index.
Literally how to build the new relationships that are going to populate the earth. That's basically what intimacy nutrient density index is not going to be on achieving at the expense of your relationships, being walled off and having male suppression syndrome because all you do is achieving. And then you go home and you're expecting somebody to fill in your emotional gaps. This is about taking responsibility for the quality of your relationships and deepening your capacity for connection. That's what the Indy Index is about. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. It was a really good segment. And I enjoyed hearing about the class and about how people have gone from off the charts and in the 95, 96 range all the way down to zero in terms of dealing with stress and these outside influences like that. So thank you for that. And
I want to just give a shout out to all the people in the class for committing to learn how to be that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not do that, how to be that.
Be that.
There we go.
Be. And it's about being, doing and being. Yes. Well, thank you, Sue. I know they're in for a treat tomorrow night, too. That'll be a great finale. All right. Thank you, Sue. And Bob, you're a great finale as well.
Indeed.
Before we get to Intel, indeed. So tell us, Bob, what's on your mind, what's happening, and how we can benefit from what you have to bring to us tonight.
Yes, thank you very much, Bruce and Sue. Thank you. That was really great following along with the story about the psychologist. Isn't it amazing how people can de-age, like clinically de-age through tests with their blood tests by putting them in a situation when they were younger?
Yeah.
And I've always told people that only 50% of aging is actually inflammation, poor circulation, muscle loss, that type of thing. And the other half is the collective nocebo of aging, where people, when they're 5 or 6, perceive, impermanence. And they go, oh, my brother is 6, my sister's 12, my mom and dad are 28. Grandma's 60, great-grandma just died. And I guess that's what I'm supposed to do, right?
Yep.
And you literally observe your way unconsciously into death.
Yep.
And it's not necessary. You can acknowledge it, recognize it, and opt out. You have the choice to opt out of that nocebo. No one says you have to live there. And Langer's research proves it.
Yeah.
You know, let people pretend they're young again, and they're young again. So pretend that you are a person who's above the fray, who can look down and say, wow, look at all these people aging because they're observing others aging. Isn't that interesting? I'm so glad that I've chosen not to do that.
Exactly.
And it's a big reason why I never used to go. I figured that out early. Going to gyms and places where there was such a wide range of physical conditioning, same thing. If you're around people that are struggling or challenged with their weight and you're pulling that into your eyes and you're just the environment, it's very hard. You have to opt out of conditions that don't match the outcome that you're going for.
That's right.
And so, you know, and if you look at what came out today, it's a huge announcement today from the president's commission, you know, to make America healthy again. And they have all these researchers and people analyzing things, and they're basically saying, why is the United States of America in the worst state of health of any country in the history of the world? Where,
really?
You know, 40% of all children have some type of a chronic disease. And if you look back 10 years ago, the amount of psychotropic medications prescribed to children, you know, it's gone up by 800%. And the obesity and diabetes, and it's just unbelievably ridiculous how much of a stranglehold portions of the society have on the health outcomes of everybody. What's in the food, the pushing of drugs on little children. And today's commission came out and called out all of that, everything from vaccines to fluoride, the food, the drugs, and everything in between, and basically laid the blame at added pesticides, plastics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And
wait, Bob, can I interrupt you just for 1 second? My friend Judy said that she goes, Bruce isn't going to like this. She said, oh, it came from Bob that you talked about by living next to a golf course, your chances for what go way up? What was it? You did that, right?
Oh, you're asking me? Yeah. Oh, it's cancer. Because of the
chances for what are way up? What?
I wanted you to hear this. Tell you. You know that.
Say it, Bob. What is it?
Your chances of cancer. That's what I was saying.
Oh,
way up.
If you live near a golf course?
Near a golf course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all the pesticides. And so the people, the group of people that have the highest rate of cancer in the United States are women who are golfers who smoke cigarettes. And not necessarily professional golfers. And the reason is when you smoke a cigarette and you're playing golf and it's your shot, you don't put your cigarette out. You toss it down in the grass.
Yeah, right.
You hit
and
your
you
shot,
pick it back up.
And then you go pick it up. It's covered with pesticides, and you're inhaling
pesticides. Oh, I see. None of that applies to me, however. Because I don't smoke.
Well,
I never did smoke.
Right. But you're more susceptible to it anyway because of all the pesticides. What happened, Bruce, is people will walk around in the grass for 5 hours, and their golf shoes are completely coated with pesticides.
Right.
Now,
I see that.
A lot of people leave their golf shoes either in their car or they bring them inside the house and put them in the closet, and they off-gas those pesticides in you breathe.
Okay, so don't, for a person that's just going to be taking golf, We're going to work on getting the golf courses cleaned of pesticides, and then you put your golf shoes where, Bob?
You have to leave them outside the house. So you leave them in the garage. Or if you live in a condo, you have a box outside in the hallway of your condo and you put your shoes there. But it's not just your golf shoes. Your everyday
shoes pick up
tire dust and pesticides while you're walking around the neighborhood because the landscaping company spray pesticides on all the lawns and it drifts onto the sidewalks.
So
the tire dust goes up into the air a whole mile and then cascades down and it contaminates everything. And your feet pick up, your shoes pick up that tire dust, and it off-gasses. And it's the second leading cause of cancer in the United States is leaving your shoes inside the house. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So with this report that we're talking about, this is today. This report came out today, and, you know, RFK Jr. was promising this, that there was going to be a report after thorough investigation of all the scientific papers, and they were going to come out and say, this is a state of health of the citizens, starting with the children, and this is how big of a catastrophe it is. And he said, think about this. Just from the standpoint of national security, 75% of people between 17 and 24 do not qualify to go into the military. Either because of obesity, diabetes, asthma, and mental health conditions. They don't qualify.
How many? What, 75%?
75%.
Wow.
Yep. And then they looked at, you know, all the costs to the economy of people being sick. And they're basically saying that what we've allowed the state of health of the average American to get to is a national emergency, and it's time to fix it right now. And so they're coming out. Now what they're doing after this investigation is they're going to be coming out in the next 90 days. They're going to come out with a comprehensive list of priorities and new legislation, new policies.
Aimed
at fixing every one of the problems. And you're going to see 90 days from now, you're going to see a massive shift in FDA policies, of the whole, you know, CDC. Everything is all going to be massively changed in an attempt.
National Institute of Health, NIH,
recover. Everything. Medicare and Medicaid.
How do we get this report? How do we get this report?
Stay tuned to Newsmax for further information.
Yeah. So it's everywhere. It's all over the news. So you can get it from any news agency. Even CNN is reporting it.
What was the name of the report?
It's called Make America Healthy Again Commission.
Okay.
MAHA Commission. Yep. Robert F. Kennedy
Jr. MAHA Commission. Yep.
Okay.
And you just put in the word report after that. Make America Healthy Again Commission Report.
Okay, thank
you. Great stuff, Bob.
And
90 days,
I could go into it forever. Oh, yeah. I mean, just looking at the summary, you know, it's 5 pages long. So, anyway, it's the beginning of a new era. It's really going to be quite something.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Bob.
Anyway, just, you know, we got a couple of interesting testimonials, Bruce, about Goodnight Formula.
Right.
And we haven't really talked about this in a while. But this guy wrote in and says, the Goodnight Formula works really well for me. I've been trying to find something to get off the big pharma stuff, and now I've found it.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That's right.
And then,
get off of big pharma. You don't need it.
Yep.
This stuff works
great. And then here's another one. Yeah, this is another one that says, there's no better sleep aid than Goodnight Formula on the market. My husband has Parkinson's disease and has issues with sleep. Goodnight Formula is the only one that works for him, and we have tried several. When you think about this, That's a huge, huge problem for people with Parkinson's disease. They have so
Okay.
much trouble sleeping that their life gets worse and worse as a result of lack of sleep. And here's a testimonial. Even with a person with Parkinson's, the Good Night Formula is working for them.
That's so good.
And then the other thing is this, I just want to say about our digestive enzymes. We have the best digestive enzyme that you can get. There might be a couple of other companies that make one that's just as good, but you can't get one that's better. And we've had it for years and years and years now. And we had a situation where the company that was making it went out of business. And it took us 9 months to get a new company that would make this type of digestive enzyme for us. And
Okay.
we just sent them today their final payment. And when they receive it, they're going to send us the new digestive enzymes. And we had enough. We started working on this when we had a whole year's supply left. And we're going to be able to continue to have it. And we just got a testimonial. I'll just give you the gist of it, from a person saying they've been taking the digestive enzymes, and that years ago they had severe issues with their stomach and intestines. And ever since they started taking our digestive enzymes, the problem went away and never came back. And this is something that sometimes is not thought about when you try to think about how can we help this person. I talked to a guy on the phone in London the other day who's in the health and wellness space, and I was talking to him. I was like, he wanted to know what we had new. So I'm like, this, that. He goes, yeah, he goes, I could see where all those things could help me, but the biggest problem I've been having the last 5 years is this terrible problem with indigestion and not being able to digest my food and coughing and burping, and it just went on and on. I was like, do you take digestive enzymes when you eat your food? Aren't you in your 40s? He's like, yeah, I'm 43. I was like, why don't you take digestive enzymes? Well, I heard about it, but I don't know. I was like, dude, you've got to take these digestive enzymes. It could fix the whole problem that you've had, that you're dreading, that you dread every meal, and you're getting skinnier and weaker. And it's like, just get the digestive enzyme. It's probably going to fix your problem. And so it's something that people need to really take to heart, because almost everybody, as they age, makes less stomach acid, less pancreatic enzymes. And there's no reason why you have to suffer. It's like we don't get out in the sun enough, so we don't get enough vitamin D to, make cholesterol and to make pregnenolone from the cholesterol that makes all of our other hormones. It's like we can't get out in the sun. Okay, take a couple of vitamin D pills, and it will fix the problem. You won't have, inadequate genetic expression. But still to this day, there's so many like easy fixes that are easily available that people don't know about, don't take advantage of, and they suffer their whole life long for the only reason being is they just didn't know. And even people that you would think would know sometimes don't know. And so I just want to let people know that have been using our digestive enzyme, we were able to secure a new supplier. They're sending us a lot of them, enough for a couple more years. And you also want to know if people that are listening that are having issues, just think about it. If you're 40 or 50 years old, you're making less stomach acid than you used to, and you're not properly digesting your food. And when it arrives in your small intestine, it gets rejected. It's treated as an allergen or a pathogen, and your immune system mounts an immune response to food that's not properly digested. It's perceived as alien. And so you need to have properly digested food arriving at the gateway to your small intestine from your stomach. And if you don't, and it's the wrong pH and it's not digested, it's going to get rejected or it's going to cause an immune response. So it's not just, oh, I have some indigestion. No, you're destroying yourself by putting undigested food into your small intestine. It's burning the villi right off of the surface of the inside of your intestine. It's damaging the Peyer's patches, which are there to protect you from invading pathogens. And if you're not digesting your food properly and you're not feeling good after your meals, you better get busy and get it, or it's just going to get worse and worse. And I watched that happen to my own mother. And there was no digestive enzymes back then. And her life was miserable for the last 20 years of her life.
Oh, Jesus.
And so don't let that happen to you. You need help, give us a call. We can get you that, and very easily. And now, you know, thank the Lord, we're not going to run out of it.
Amen.
Bruce, we have some good sales going on right now. Really good sales.
Okay.
Where?
All right. Tell us about them.
Both of our barley products, heirloom barley and gladiator barley, are on sale. Buy one, get one half off.
Okay.
Save a tremendous amount right now on that. And then we also have some other products that we put on sale that we are putting on sale 50% off, right? So that's even better. Mm-hmm. And so what those are the premium probiotics, our lignins, mm-hmm. and our olive leaf extract, right? And so when I was speaking to this man in London yesterday, he was in the healthcare space. He did not know what lignins were. He had no idea that there was a company in the world that had created premium probiotics the way that we did.
Yep.
And the first thing to do was get those products with our barley and with some Myotrol and with some digestive enzymes. And he's going to get on track really well, and he's going to be able to spread the word to a lot of people as he is able to experience the difference. One last sale, Bruce, is we have this sale where anybody that places an order that's $150 or more is going to get free barley. Getting a free heirloom barley that's in the half-size canister. So if you're using it for the first time, it's a full month supply. And if you already are using it, it's a travel pack or a 2-week supply, and some people will take it in the evening time. They'll take an extra half scoop in the evening time because it actually helps you sleep, and you'll gain more muscle and cleanse your body better if you do that. I do it for sleep, so I take the Good Night formula with a little bit of extra barley at nighttime, and bam! You know,
that's cool.
Straight through the night.
Yep.
Yep, and excellent. I don't even know why it works. I don't know why it works, but a lot of people have been doing that and telling us how well that it works. That's what the sales are that are going on right now. Give us a call if you got any questions. We won't be answering the phone on Monday, but other than because of Memorial Day.
That's right.
But
that's right.
Other than that, give us a call tomorrow or give us a call next
Tuesday. Tomorrow's going to be the day to do it, or next Tuesday. Tomorrow's the day to get in. Yeah. And that's a great idea, Bob. And all of this stuff's available online. If they just go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my website, they'll see the banner at the top of the landing page that says Boomers, and that's a direct link into your site. So they click on it. It'll go right into your site. They can go through, see the products, see the products that are on sale, and how to get it. Where is the $150 threshold to get the free heirloom barley, Bob? How would they find that? Bob? Okay, I'm going to assume that you can find it.
I'm looking at it right now. It's because we literally just put it up today.
I wonder if it might be as part of the on-sale drop-down menu or whether it's something that's bigger on the front page of the website, maybe.
Well, you can see it on the on-sale page.
Okay.
Okay. Let me just see. Hang on, I'll be right with you.
All right, cool.
Get yours. Okay. Yeah, you can click on it right on the on-sale page.
See it that way. Good. I thought that's where it might be.
Add it to the cart, and if your other products are $150, you get it free.
You get it free. It shows up free, no charge. Okay,
and what
good.
That means, Bruce, is most people are going to get it for free. Because most people that place an order are ordering that amount. So it's not that you have to do unusual. It's kind of like a giveaway for everybody.
It really is. That's a great idea. I like it. I hope Stephanie's available when I call her tomorrow, and I'll get that deal and get that sale. And I think the idea that I love the premium probiotics, that's cool. The lignans also half price, right? And the olive leaf extract is another one that I'm running low on. That's good. So what I like about this stuff is the customer service or customer support, as it's referred to, is really, really good. And they love the Big Call and Big Call listeners. And they'll take good care of you. They really will. And let's let them know, to get to Bob's website, just go to bigcalluniverse.com. You'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. Click on it. Takes you right into the site. And if for some reason you want to call or if you have a question about something, you can call the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, realize, like Bob said, Monday is Memorial Day. They won't be open Monday, but you can go online all the way through the weekend and put your orders in. You don't have to do it. Obviously, it's smart if you do it tomorrow or tonight, get it in there, but you've got time to get it in and take advantage of this sale. I love it. I think it's a really good sale, and I'm going to jump on it tomorrow. Thank you, Bob. Really important. I love the point about digestive enzymes. I think it's really important because a lot of people have that acid reflux where they're not fully digested and all of that stuff. To take one or two pills like that after a major meal and to take, you know, and just let those digestive enzymes work to fully digest your food. That's great. I'm glad that's a good solution. And thank you for that, Bob. Well, let's do this, guys. Let's talk about where we are in our Intel point of view right now. I've got some information that I want to give you. I think we're all at the point where we know that everything's ready to go. We're ready for it, hopefully. But what I found really interesting yesterday, it was last night when I got this information, and it was further fine-tuned, if you will, today with a little better explanation of some of it. What we have is a number of points, I'm going to say 7 or 8 different points, of things that the Redemption Center personnel, the staffs at the Redemption Center, were made aware of yesterday. And this is regarding our exchanges and the redemption of Zim that they wanted all of their staff to be up to speed fully in terms of what to expect and what we are to expect when we go in for our exchanges. All right? Now, these are not in any particular order. I'm going to bring them up as they come to me. But the first point dealt with when you get to the Redemption Center, you will have a certain amount of biometrics. And my position on this is you will get a camera taking a picture of you that would give them facial recognition of who you are. Now, we know we're going to get biometric fingerprint or thumbprint when it comes to our quantum card, right? We know that's part of the security for us to use our own quantum card. And nobody else can use it but you. And I mentioned before that those quantum cards are already in the redemption centers, and many of which have our names embossed on it already. Just kind of wild. So, point one, biometric recognition software will be used. Let's go further with that. Everything that we say and what we do will be recorded forever into the quantum computer system. They will record you, your presentation, they'll record your voice, what you say. All of that is going to be saved and archived for whatever purpose. They basically are filming and taping this exchange appointment that we have. Okay, that's point two. Number three, this goes back to our setting up of our appointment. When we get the toll-free number to call and set up our appointment through a call center, we will be transferred, our call will be connected to the Redemption Center, or you'll be given the direct phone number to call that Redemption Center that you indicate by your zip code, by whether you want to exchange near where you live, where you work, or where you're out of town, but you know the area code, or rather you know the zip code for that area of the Redemption Center where you're going to be. Let's say you're traveling or vacationing. Probably won't affect that many people, but it could affect you where you're not exchanging at home, at home, at your home zip code. Okay, when you get transferred, what they're going to do to confirm your appointment time, and they're calling it a time slot, S-L-O-T, a time slot. And when they confirm that back to you, they'll confirm it to you either as an email or as a phone text to your phone. For me, since I don't do email, I'm going to opt for the phone. Just confirm it to me as a text on my phone. That I can read. Okay? So you'll have that option, evidently, when you set your appointment. That's when you're calling the 800 number, getting to the call center. The call center reroutes you to the Redemption Center or gives you a toll-free number to call the Redemption Center. Might not be a toll-free number. Could be a local number. Should be a local number to you. Okay? All right, I think that's point three. And I don't know how many total points I'm going to give you, but these are all good. Number four, all of the exchanges on dinar, which is Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, and Zimbabwe dollar, or Zim, as we call it, all of those currencies, all of those exchanges are asset-backed exchanges. Just to tell you that, yeah, the exchange is actually asset-backed. Well, we know that. We know that's true of all the currencies, we think. But those three, they singled out. Okay, that's good to know. We kind of knew that already. All right, let's go beyond that. After your exchange, you will be able to have people to help you with investments, which I'm going to try to minimize all that and try to use the interest that the banks will pay on my accounts with Wells. Okay. And there will be people that give you project support for your projects. And that's basically it. You'll get help in terms of management, if you will, of your money. And that's where Wells has premier bankers. It's like Sue said earlier, you're coming out as an ultra-high worth individual, especially if you're a ZIM holder. And so they will certainly make their people available to help you should you require it or should you request it. Okay? That's very important. Let's see, where else are we going to go from there? All right, I think the next, I may be missing a couple of things. Sue, do you know of anything else that I need to talk about that we discussed earlier?
The time window?
I'm going to do that. I'm saving that for last. Anything
okay.
else?
Nope.
Okay. I think that's most of it. You guys know most of it already. I just wanted to clarify. Oh, here's one thing. Thank you, Lord. Here's one other thing. You are going to receive the quantum card, which I call the quantum access card, the Q card, the quantum card, which gives you access to your quantum account, and you will have what they're calling a virtual, it's called a sovereign wallet. It's a virtual wallet. That's what they're calling your quantum account, because your quantum account card is what gives you access to it. And that card is not used to buy anything with. It's only used to move funds from your quantum account or your sovereign wallet into your bank account or accounts. And you know you don't make any interest on the quantum account. That's basically held, if you will, by the U.S. Treasury. Okay, that's where it's held. And then when you move funds into a bank account, like I'm using a primary account with Wells and 1, 2, 3, 4 secondary accounts with Wells for my LLCs, that is when you can earn interest on your primary or secondary bank accounts. And the interest rate is negotiable up to a certain point. And rather than me tell you what the last rate is, let's just let you be surprised. It should be a very good rate. I plan, personally, not to get involved in a ton of different investments. There's no reason for me, in my mind, to do that as long as we're asset-backed and we can move funds easily from our quantum account into our bank accounts. And if we're paid interest, let's say once a quarter, we get an interest payment, that's going to be plenty, and that's going to be a nice-sized payment, too. It'll be a nice-sized payment that our job one is going to be to invest it in people's lives, invest it into our projects or other worthy areas to expend that money. And the last and probably the most important thing for us right now is the timing of this. And I got final clarification on this afternoon. The beginning of our notifications to come out, these are the emails that are coming from Wells Fargo servers to us with the toll-free number on it, they can start as early as 5:01 p.m. tomorrow, which is Friday. Now, there's a period of 28 hours that they're saying that these notifications can come out any time within the next 28 hours, starting at 5:01 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow, Friday. So that puts us to Friday night, Saturday, even takes us into Sunday. This is dependent on one thing, that all of the banks around the world, and I told you we had an issue with some of the international banks that weren't playing ball, all of the banks around the globe being fully interconnected and synced with the quantum financial system and with the Starlink system. Connectability, interconnectability. This is good for the entire world. So this is what is dependent on it. Do we have full interconnectivity in the first 28 hours after 5:01 p.m. tomorrow? We'll see. If we don't get it in that time frame, which would put us probably to sometime, I don't know, Saturday night or Sunday morning. If we don't have it over the weekend at that time, they would put another 28-hour period on top of it that would follow our initial, original 28 hours once they were fully interconnected. In other words, once we had full interconnection of all banks with QFS, with Starlink satellite system, and these guys will be working around the clock to get that done. They're doing it now. They're getting it ready. They're getting it ready right now. And maybe we get word even tomorrow or Saturday morning. Everything's golden. We're going. Hmm. Now, as far as that goes, the weekend should be when we get notified, provided everything is fully interconnected globally. Now, here's the other thing. What about Monday being Memorial Day, a holiday for us in the U.S.? One of the Redemption Center leaders was told he might be working Monday for 4 or 5 hours. Now, that depends on a lot of things. If we get started as early as, let's say, Saturday or even Sunday, would we go through Monday? Depending on the demographics of that area, the demand for an appointment on Monday, I think it's quite possible. Maybe half a day, maybe 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, depending on just how many currency holders and ZIM holders there are in that particular area. There might not be that much to exchange and ZIM to redeem in a certain area, and they may not be open at all on Monday. But if that were the case, they'd resume on Tuesday and go right on through the end of the month and beyond. We're going to wrap this up by the end of May. No way that's going to happen now. It'll go well into June. Because I think they want to give 2 weeks, and in some cases, maybe up to 3 or 4 weeks before they shut down the redemption centers. Now remember, what I'm telling you about is what the Redemption Center staff received yesterday. We were lucky enough to find out about it, and I'm passing it on to you in pretty accurate explanation of it. This is very meaningful. And the fact that they put the timing for the start of this in writing and explained it, hopefully as well as I did, to the staff tells us this is going. This is a real thing. Another point that was made, this is not, it's almost there, it's almost ready to go. It is going. As in now. This is happening. This is going. This is not a drill. This is the real McCoy. And we're fortunate enough to have been part of it and are very much integral in these exchanges and the redemption of Zim. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of other things that are sort of relative to this. You've got the protocol for the exchanges and redemption of Zim. You start as early as 5:01 p.m. Friday for notifications. 28 hours from there, if you want to do the calculation, see what that brings us to, please do. I think I could do that in my head, couldn't I? 5 p.m., 24 and plus 4 is 28. That means 5 p.m. Saturday would be 9 p.m. Saturday night. So by 9 p.m. in the 28 hours would take place. And if we are all totally interconnected with the QFS system globally and with the Starlink satellite system, because that's an integral part of all this. So what's really cool is that's why it's not 24 hours. That's why it's 28 hours. It takes that much longer for the world fully to be completely interconnected. They're giving a little extra time for that. All right, so here's the other thing. What about Social Security increases? Still supposed to happen, if not this week, because it didn't happen today for the Wednesday, or yesterday for the Wednesday Social Security people. The theory is it still will happen, if not this week, then next week. And if you're a last Wednesday of the month, then you could get it then or get an additional payment this month. Going to be a nice increase from what I understand. A nice increase. That would increase and keep going month after month. All right, what else? What about DOGE? DOGE payments are to start in the first week of June. So it didn't happen this month. Ain't going to be this month. It's going to be in June. And it probably won't be everybody in the first week of June either. That's when they start. So let's just say the month of June, we're expecting DOGE payments. If you're between 34 and 60 years of age, you should expect $500 to $600 a month for 2 years. 24 monthly payments of $500 to $600. And if you're over 60 and older, it's going to be a lot more. This number was quite large, and I don't even want to speak it on the call because everything is subject to change. They weren't even sure yesterday whether they were going to do this by checks or direct deposit. I think it'll probably end up being both. I think some, the 34 to 60s, could get theirs as a check. This is my opinion. And the 60 and older will get it as direct deposit. The numbers are too large to be by check. Now, that's DOGE. Oh, but Bruce, what about R&R? Yep. For those of us who are going to the redemption centers for our exchange, they will be at the redemption center in our Quantum accounts, or they will send it to you probably by direct deposit. But those of us who will exchange, it will be there when we get there in our Quantum account that they'll tap into when we get it activated. We should see it. They should have the amount that we can see how much it is. Then our currency exchange and Zim redemption goes into that Quantum account, that virtual wallet that we'll have, the sovereign wallet. called it two or three different things. A quantum sovereign wallet was one expression. Virtual wallet, you get the idea. It's the quantum account, is what it is. All right, that took care of Doge, that took care of R&R. One other thing. This is a biggie. I'm going to take this really quick, okay? Hello.
Bob.
Yeah. Hey, Sue.
That was a fun discussion, just imagining what our world
okay.
is going to be. Okay.
All
never
right.
mind.
Here's the deal. Yep. Here's the deal. This is kind of a biggie, I think. You guys remember the term debt jubilee? You remember that it's part of Nisara and Jisara, or countries outside the U.S. are under Jisara, G-E-S-A-R-A. We're under Nisara, National Economic, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what we're in. So this is part of it. Debt forgiveness, debt jubilee, okay? It starts June 3rd, and it's supposed to be complete by July 4th. June 3rd, the month that follows May, ends by July 4th. What a celebration this year will be. And next year will be the 250th anniversary of our independence. So, what are we talking about? We're talking about debt relief from mortgages, credit cards, bank loans, car loans, any loan that was made through a financial institution where they charge you interest. It's all going to be wiped out in that, what is that, 30 days, 31-day period. June 3rd through July 4th. Now that is wild. And it is part of Nisara. Now, will they announce that before it happens? I hope so. So we get a heads up. But you would get, let's say you have a mortgage and you owe a couple hundred thousand on your house or $150,000 on your house. According to what we're hearing, that would get forgiven and wiped out, and you would receive a letter from that lending institution, whoever has your mortgage last, really. You would get a letter that would say that you that loan has been forgiven, it's been zeroed out, and then you will receive, at some point, you'll receive clear title to that property. This is providing there are no outstanding liens or anything against that property, against that title. Okay? So, you know, if that's your situation, I'm going to do this in my case. I still have a mortgage. I'm going to pay June's and then see what happens as far as July is concerned. May's already paid. June is coming up due. And then I'll probably see what happens for July. One other thing that's really big is the House of Representatives passed the big budget bill. The one big budget bill was passed and handed over for the other side of the Hill. This is the Senate. To ratify, make any adjustments, and pass that big, beautiful bill, as President Trump called it. We got a lot of what he wanted in it. Not everything. Not everything. We got no tax on tips in it. We got no tax on overtime. Did we get a reduced tax on Social Security for seniors? I think the rate might be adjusted. But there was no mention of it. I may not have changed at all. But if what I'm hearing about the IRS going away, it may be a moot point anyway. So we'll see what happens on that. I think we'll all be hopefully pleasantly surprised. And did the bill have to go through for all this to happen? I don't think so, but you don't know. Maybe so. Senate, it's up to the Senate to pass it. We don't expect any problem there. And President Trump wanted it by Memorial Day, which is Monday. I think we could have that, maybe. If not, we'll have it shortly thereafter. So that's really everything that I think is current and pertinent to us who have been in this for me over 20 years now and ready for this to go. And I think Big Call Universe is ready to benefit from it. Let's talk about Sue for a minute. Sue has her two options still available. The MedBed 100 class or course, two-night class, available by link, clicking on the link and listening to it as a replay. And she also has the Quantum 100, which is the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, which will prepare you for your new life when you come out of the Redemption Center. Those two, each one is $100. That's why MedBed 100, Quantum 100. If you want them both, it's $200. Send Sue an email to integratedminds, integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. And put in the subject line, if you want the MedBed 100, if you want the Quantum 100, if you want them both, put both in there, and you'll be paying $200. Let her know if you have PayPal. You don't have to have it, but if you do, use PayPal. And put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and send it off to Sue right away. Right away. And then, most important thing is, once she sends you an invoice, if you don't have PayPal, she'll invoice you through PayPal. And you'll be able to handle it that way. And then watch your emails. Watch your initial email that she sends you right away. And then watch subsequent emails about how to make your payment and getting that in. And then, of course, the classes will come by email to you where you just click on the link on the email and you can listen to the class. Two classes for each course, a little over 3 hours each, and you can listen at your own pace, pause it, go back, go forward, do it, you listen to it again and again. A lot of people listen to the MedBed 100 over and over again because they get more out of it the second or third time they hear it. Great idea. If you're even remotely interested in getting in the MedBed, you should do it because they are real. They're ready for us once these exchanges start. You know, we've lost people waiting for this to go. You guys know that. We've lost people. I've lost 5 or 6 people waiting for this to happen. And all we can do is stay healthy, get with Bob, get with Boomers, do what you need to do. If you're struggling with your health, hang in there. Fake it till you make it. Get there and then, you know, pray that God has you, and then you can get into the MedBed shortly after you exchange. Might be 5 or 6 days. If you're a ZIM holder, it's going to be soon. If you're in dire need, it's sooner. And, you know, get in there as soon as you can get your appointment set. And you do that at the exchange location, at the Redemption Center. That's when you tell them, hey, I'd like to get in the MedBed, and this is why. You tell them, they'll enter some keystrokes, you'll get in the system. You'll be there. I'm already in the system. Some other people I know are already there. They're there, and when I get in and show my face at the Redemption Center, it'll confirm, and I'll be in there twice because it's like, okay, he's already in, and now he's here. Boom. Okay, let's get him in there. And that's what I'm going to do. So you've got a lot of things to do. You've got Sue to get in touch with by email with your MedBed 100 and your Quantum 100 classes. You've got Bob's sale on a lot of cool products. And you know how to get there, to get to BigCallUniverse.com and then click on the link for Bob's site. On the boomers at the top of the page, click on it, take you right in there. And you guys need to stay healthy. And you need to stay healthy after all this goes. Don't forget boomers. Don't forget us. Don't forget any of it. You know, I want you guys to make sure that you've registered your email on BigCallUniverse.com. Why? So that I can be in touch with you when we do start of our projects, when we get our websites ready for the interactivity of it, that you can respond to us and say, yeah, I'd like to be part of Rebuild America. I'd like to be in this part of the country. I'd like to do these particular, I'm going to try to give you an option for 3 towns, city areas, or communities. Boom, 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 in priority, in order. 1, 2, 3. I mean, it'll be a real easy question and answer type questionnaire. But we got to compile some of that to see where you guys are and to see where you want to rebuild. We heard that there were tornadoes in Kentucky, and that could be another area for rebuild. Hain-Tuck, Kentucky. I hope that Tennessee missed the last group that was supposed to be in the Nashville area. I don't know if it did or not. I haven't heard. But obviously, St. Louis area got hit, and also so did parts of Arkansas. So Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, God knows we still have work to do in western North Carolina. Some of those areas that were hit by Helene still might need some help, They still do. And we can be available to help them too. And thank God we've got some people on the ground that are already there and assessing the situation, and we'll just need to plug in. We'll plug in, find out what's going on. So that's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. I'm very excited about this information that we received, and glad to be able to bring that out to you tonight. And I want to just say thank you for listening to The Big Call. Are we going to have another call Tuesday? I don't know. If anything, it should be a celebration call. It should be. By everything we're hearing, we should be underway by then. We should be well underway. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Pay attention to your email over the weekend. Let's see if it comes in by Saturday at, 9 o'clock? Should be 28 hours from 5 tomorrow. So let's see how that goes. Get in touch with Sue right away, integratedminds@hushmail.com. All right? And don't send her anything but requests for these two courses. Okay? All right. And make sure you get with boomers tomorrow like I'm going to do. Take advantage of these sales. You can chill out through the weekend and have a nice Memorial Day. Let's pray the call out, everybody. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the information we've been able to share tonight. Thank you for the steadfastness, if that's a word, of the people in the Big Call Universe for listening patiently for 14 years. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Pastor Scott, for Jeannie, for the satellite team, the SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the globe. Thank you for the guys that are getting this ready for us and connecting, interconnecting the globe. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing. Help us to be very good stewards of the blessing in helping to uplift humanity around the globe. We bless your name, thank you, praise you for all that you're doing in our lives. Keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys. You guys have a great weekend. Let's keep an eye on this thing, and we'll see when it happens. God bless you. See you soon, okay? Good weekend.